You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Audrey and Jonathan Wirth talk about the birth of their daughter, Evelyn.
Do you remember when we first found out we were going to be parents?
Yeah, we were both kind of shocked, a little scared because we didn't have a lot of money and we weren't planning on getting pregnant this soon. We'd just been married, 2 months? So I was shocked, happy, but shocked.
Yeah, I was terrified. I'm the one who's like worried about specifics and resources and stuff like that. So I was pretty nervous. I didn't know what was ahead of us. Can you describe the moment when you first saw Evelyn for the first time?
There was blood everywhere. I remember that. And so I looked at Evelyn. And, you know, I had these expectations, like, this is going to be a glorious moment. And she, to be honest, I mean, she was a preemie. And she looked weird.
She was tiny.
She was, yeah.
Yeah, she was 3 pounds, 3 ounces. So I think you didn't see her at first because they were trying to regulate her body temperature.
And it was scary because she was so small. And I would have dreams afterward. I would dream that she was, like, I could fit her in the palm of my hand. And that in the dream, I was afraid that something would happen to her. She would get hurt.
When I first looked at her, I remember saying, she looks like she has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And your response was, no.
She just looks like a newborn. And so do you remember the moment that they gave us the diagnosis?
There wasn't much more information than just telling us your daughter has Down syndrome. And I remember that being a little bit shocking, lot of bit shocking. We had talked about adopting special needs in the future, and we had felt strongly that's something we wanted, but we didn't really think, oh, biologically, that's what's going to happen to us. And then this nurse walked over and said, she's beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I think we cried that entire evening. Because Evelyn was just different than we thought she was going to be. There's this poem that really explains those feelings really well, called Welcome to Holland. And in it, this woman's describing, you know, planning for months to go to Italy. And, you know, you're going to see all of these specific sites and you're going to love it and you're going to have fun. And the stewardess says, welcome to Holland. And you're like, what? Holland? But that's where you end up, and you end up loving it. You end up seeing all of these sites that are beautiful and fantastic and a journey you didn't expect.
I think I've also learned just about a lot more about the special needs community. A lot of times we don't care about something until it hits us, you know, until it comes into our orbit.
Yeah, it's like we have access to this exclusive club that we might not be able to be a part of unless we had a kid with special needs.
Yeah.
And especially now in this time, it's a cool time. Medical research is really helping to meet your needs. It's a really cool time to have a child with Down syndrome.
Absolutely.
That was Jonathan and Audrey Wirth. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. The series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.